Well, this morning we are going to be looking at the second part in our three-part series of What is a Healthy Church?
今天是我们一连三讲的什么是一个健康的教会。
Last week we looked at the fundamentals of a healthy church.
上个星期我们讲过这个基础是什么。
And this morning we're going to look at your relationship to the church.
今天我们要讲的是你与教会。
There are, I think, many misconceptions of the church out there.
我们现在相信外面有许多对教会的误解。
Some people think of the church just as a building.
有的人以为教会就是一个礼拜堂。
Some think of the church as that thing I do on Sunday.
或者是礼拜天去的地方。
I think some think of the church as a club where you pay a small due and then you come and pick and choose whatever you want.
有的以为教会就好像一个俱乐部，你喜欢哪里付钱就到哪家去。
So this morning what I would like to do is start by looking at an accurate picture of what the church really is.
今天我开始就用个比较清楚的讲法，到底教会是什么。
So you should have a yellow sheet that you received when you walked in this morning.
你手上应该有一张黄色的让你做笔记的纸头。
And so hopefully that will be make it easier for you to follow along with us this morning.
你拿着它比较容易跟我们今天在讲什么。
I want to start by giving three accurate pictures of the church.
我先开始讲这个用三幅图画来讲。
And the, one of the main pictures of the church in the Bible is
其中一个在圣经里面这样说的
is we are recognized or called the people of God.
我们是说是神的子民。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6:16, or 2 Corinthians, excuse me.
在哥林多后书第六章
He says, God says, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来，我做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I think this is a picture of God emphasizing to us that we are his people.
这里很重视的是我们是神的子民。
It emphasizes God's choosing of us.
强调是神选召了我们。
God has called out both Jew and Gentiles from around the world to be his people.
神在世界包括了犹太人跟外邦人叫出来。
In 1 Peter 2:9, Peter said this.
在彼得后书这样说。
He says, "You are a chosen people, a holy nation."
你们是被召的，是一个圣洁的子民。
A people for God's own possession.
是神为自己选的。
Now, what are the implications of this picture of the church?
这个图画要 说出什么呢
Well, I think it clearly communicates that the church belongs to God.
很清楚的教会是属于神的。
It communicates that you are not your own, but you are owned or possessed by God.
不是你们要选什么而是上帝选了你们。
And because we are God's people,And because God is holy,
既然我们是神的子民，神是圣洁的，
we too are expected to be holy people.
我们也应该是一个圣洁的子民。
Another picture this morning that God uses to illustrate his church is
另外一个图画来讲教会是什么。
God likens his church to the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这幅图画呢说是圣灵的殿。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, he says, Do you know, church, that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you. For God's temple is holy and you are that temple.
哥林多前书三章十六十七节这样说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Here we see that the church is God's dwelling place.
我们看见教会是神居住的地方。
Is the Spirit today dwelling in the Garden of Eden?
今天上帝的灵是不是住在伊甸园呢？
No.
不是的。
Is the Spirit of God dwelling on the ark today?
圣灵是不是住在方舟里呢？
No.
不是的。
Is the Spirit of God dwelling in the tabernacle today?
圣灵是不是，神是不是住在圣，这个圣殿里面呢？
It is not.
也不是的。
Is the Spirit of God dwelling in the temple today?
神是不是住在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面呢？
It's not there either.
也不是在那里。
Where does God's Spirit dwell right now in the biblical timeline?
在这个时代，到底圣灵住在哪里？
The Bible says that God's Spirit dwells right now in the church.
圣经说圣灵现在是住在教会里面。
The church is compared to a building in which God dwells.
这个圣灵就是住在神的子民当中。
And the Bible describes that each person is a living stone that forms that building.
圣经说每一个人就是一块小灵石制造成为灵工。
And if that reality is true, that you are a living stone,
如果这个是真的话，那你就是一块神的石头。
Then your purpose is not to remain alone, separated from the other stones.
那你不应该自己个别的做一个小的属灵的石头。
But to be connected together with other living stones to form the temple of God.
要跟其他神的石头连在一起。建造神圣灵的殿。
Now, what are some implications, practical implications of us being the temple of God?
那实际来说，对我们有什么意义呢？
There needs to be or should be closeness among each other.
我们彼此之间应该是靠近在一起的。
There should be a degree of mutual dependence on each other.
彼此是有依靠的。
Another implication is that there is structure in the temple of God.
还此外呢，在神的殿还有一个。
We are not a random group of people just doing our thing.
我们不是随便一些人，个人做自己的事。
We are not a random group of people just doing the things the way that we want to do them.
不是我们乐意做什么就做什么。
There is a design to the temple of God.
神的殿。是有它的设计的。
A third helpful picture of the church this morning, and this is my personal favorite.
第三个图画是表达神呢，是我最喜欢的。
Is that the church is likened to the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
Paul writes in Romans 12:5, he says, So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此罗马书十二章五节。
Like the human body, the church is one body with many parts.
就好像一个人的肉身一样。
It's designed to be a diverse organism, but a unified organism.
是设计成为一个不同的肢体，但是是连在一起的。
And this picture of the church emphasizes the importance of every member of the body.
这个图画是 重视身体每一部分都重要。
We understand this idea with our own personal bodies.
我们了解自己的身体怎么样。
Pretty sure today you appreciate all your parts.
我相信你也很重视你自己的每一部分。
I don't think there's anyone here who would say anything about any part of their body as unimportant.
我相信没有人觉得自己身体某部分是不重要的。
What are the implications of this image of the church being the body of Christ?
用这样的图画来讲，有什么意义呢？
One is that every single person in the church is very important and very necessary.
每一个在教会里面的人都很重要，而且是必须要的。
It also implies that for the body to grow, it has to be connected to each other.
要这个身体成长呢，要每一部分一起连在一起的。
For the parts to function, they have to be connected to the other parts.
每一个肢体的功用必须跟其他的肢体连在一起。
How good is your right foot completely severed from your body off doing its own thing?
如果你的右脚砍下来，自己做自己的事会怎么样呢？
It doesn't only need to be connected to the body.
必须要跟身体连在一起。
But it needs to function properly in the body.
而且在身体里面要和正常的运作。
How effective is your ear?If it's trying to do the seeing,
如果耳朵要怎么重要呢？要它来看吗？
Or how effective is it when the hand or your lungs are trying to do the leading?
或者你的手、你的肺要带路。
And this leads us to our second point this morning, the importance of biblical leadership in the church.
就带到我们第二点，就是教会的领袖。
As we have seen already this morning, the church is described as a living body.
刚才已经说过，教会是一个活的身体。
And as we all understand, Jesus Christ is the head of that body.
耶稣基督就是这个身体的头。
There's a body which consists of all believers.
这个身体是所有的信徒加在一起的。
There's a head of that body, which is Christ Jesus.
这个头是耶稣。
And then there are these things called joints that hold the body together so that everything runs smoothly.
然后要把其他的都连好的。
And those joints, you can say, are the leaders of the church.
这些把他们连起来的是谁呢？就是教会的领袖们。
Now today, most churches are governed by one of two models.
今天的教会主要有两类的组织。
Churches are usually governed by a dominant personality, kind of think of like a pope.
或者是一个最重要的领导的，就好像罗马天主教的教宗。
Our churches are led by some democratic procedure.Like everyone has a vote.
或者是另外一种呢，好像民主的制度，每个人可以投票的。
But neither of those models approximates the biblical plan for the church leadership.
但是这两种的讲法都不合乎圣经的教导。
Now as we dive in here, we talk about the leadership of the church.
我们要讲教会的领袖。
We must all start by asking this one very important question.
先要问一个重要的问题。
What is the final authority in the church?
最终的教会的权柄在哪里？
What is the final authority at CBC?
在圣道堂最终的领导是谁呢？
Is it a personality?
是某个人吗？
Is it a group of personal preferences?
或者大家喜欢那一个呢？
Is it ecclesiastical tradition?
或者是教导里面我们一个传统，这样就是这样呢？
Is it bylaws, human laws?
或者是我们的,
or is it the New Testament?
或者是新约圣经呢?
I think we would all agree the New Testament should be the authority of the church.
我相信大家都会同意, 新约圣经是教会的最终的权威。
So this morning, to set the scene for what biblical leadership looks like in the church,
我们要开始讲教会的领袖。
Let us first start by just acknowledging that the Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
先温习一下, 耶稣是教会的头。
And he is also the chief shepherd of the church.
也是教会的牧长。
Peter calls Jesus the chief shepherd in 1 Peter 5. He says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候, 我们必得那永不衰残的荣耀里的冠冕, 彼得后前书。
Now here's a question for us.
这是给我们一个问题了。
Who should be leading? The shepherd?
谁是领导呢? 是牧长呢?
Or the sheep?
还是羊呢?
I think we would all agree the shepherd is the leader.
我们相信大家都同意。
Sheep are not called to lead the shepherd.
羊不能领牧者, 而是牧者领羊的。
The body illustration. Who's the leader of the body? The head or the body?
身体跟头哪一个领呢? 当然是头了。
We would all say the head is the leader.
我们就说头是领导的。But
many times we forget this basic idea.
但是我们有时候就忘了这个最根本的道理。And
the sheep try to do the job of the shepherd.
那羊要自己做主，做领导。
And the body does the work of the head.
那身体就做头的领导。
So if Jesus is the head of the body and the chief shepherd,
基督是教会的头，是牧长。
How does he lead the local church?
那怎么带领这里的教会呢?
That is a great question.
这是很好的问题了。
The Apostle Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗在圣灵的领导以下, 他这样说,
Paul writing the very words of God,
他写神的话,
says in Titus 1:5,
提多书1章5节,
appoint elders in every town.
在每一个城里面, 就设立,
Now, what is an elder?
那长老是什么?
That's a great question.
这是很好的问题,是又老又长的吗?
When the New Testament speaks of elders, it's speaking of the leaders of the church.
新约圣经讲长老的话, 就是指教会的领导。
And you need to know that the term elder is used interchangeably or synonymously with two other words.
那圣经里面长老有时候是跟另外两个名词，有时候是对到可以同时讲的。
And those two other words that are synonymous are overseers and pastors.
长老有时候叫监督，有时候叫牧师。
Whenever you see these titles, elder, overseer, or pastor,
你圣经里面读到这三个,长老,监督,牧师,
it's always talking about the same person in the same office.
同时就是讲这一个在教会里面的一个情况。
An elder is an overseer.
长老就是监督。
An overseer is a pastor.
监督就是牧师。
A pastor is an elder.
牧师，也就是长老。
Now, how does one in the church become an elder, overseer, or pastor?
教会里面怎么样找出长老、监督、牧师呢？
The Bible says that they must be called by God and appointed by the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面说，他们是圣灵所设立的。
Luke records Paul's ministry in Acts 20, and he writes this.
路加在《使徒行传》这样记载。
He says, From Miletus, he, that would be Paul, sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood.
保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来，圣灵立你们为全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Now I just want us to look at this verse for a minute and just make a few observations together.
我们再看一次这一段经文。
Notice in this verse how Paul uses those terms that I just mentioned interchangeably.
我们注意保罗怎么把我们刚才所说的不同的这个讲法。
It says in the very first line that Paul called the elders of the church to come to him.
第一句是保罗请教会的长老来。
And then just a few lines later, he tells those elders, pay careful attention to yourself and all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
接下来说圣灵叫你们做监督。
And then he tells them to care for the church of God. That word to care is the verb form of pastor.
然后说要牧养神的教会，牧养就是牧者了。
You can say to pastor or to shepherd the church.
来牧养或者是领导这个教会。
So we see those three words again are used interchangeably and synonymously.
我们看见这三个词语是可以通用的。
Second observation.
第二个我们看见。
Who has appointed the elders, overseers, and pastors to be the leaders of the church of God from this passage?
从这里是谁挑了选了这些教会的领导的呢？
It says in the middle, the Holy Spirit
中间说
has made you overseers.
是圣灵立你们为全群的监督。
We see from this passage that the office of elder, overseer, pastor is not a self-appointed position.
我们这里看见，无论是监督、长老，或者是牧者，不是自己定自己要做的。
This is not a role that's determined by vote.
也不是选举选出来的。
It's not determined by the length of time someone is at a church.
也不是谁在教会最老的。
It's not determined by who's the biggest giver.
也不是谁捐钱最多的。
Another observation from this passage.
再留意另外一点。
Whose church are the elders, pastors, and overseers to lead?
其实这个教会是谁的教会呢？
Well, it says there on the last line, it's the Lord's church.
这里说是主的教会。
And I think that's important always for us to remember.
这个也是我们要常常记住的。
That it's not my church.
不是我的教会。
Not your church.
也不是你的教会。
It's not the leader's church.
也不是我们领导的教会。
It's the Lord's church.
是主的教会。
And therefore, the Lord determines who leads His church.
所以是主决定谁领导他的教会。
And last observation from this passage: What are the functions that God has given the leaders to do in the church?
那神让这些领导做什么？
Well, it says to oversee and to care for the church of God.
So, 管理 而且是领导教会，神的教会。
To oversee means to lead, to govern.
第一就是看怎么样领导。
And to care means to feed, to shepherd, to guide.
做牧者就是怎么带领，怎么牧养，喂养。
So first we've seen this morning, to be a leader in the church, one must be appointed by the Holy Spirit.
怎么看见教会的领导一定是圣灵所指定的。
Secondly,
其次,
leaders in the church must be equipped with the knowledge and the capacity to fulfill their biblical functions.
女领导必须要发挥圣经所形容的功能。
Bible quiz. Who was the first elder appointed by God in the Bible?
请问，一个小的测验，第一个谁是做教会的领导呢？
It was Peter, and it was recorded in the last chapter of John.
是彼得在约翰福音最后一章里面讲的。
And in this passage, Jesus begins to explain to Peter what his function is going to be as an elder, pastor, overseer of the church.
在那里，耶稣对彼得说：“你到底在教会里面有什么功能呢？”
And in John 21, Jesus, if you remember, on that beach as they're having breakfast,
在约翰福音21章，记得在海边，耶稣喂养这些俘获以后的门徒。
Tells Peter that his primary function as a leader in the church is to feed the sheep.
彼得最重要是要牧养他的羊,
and to care for the sheep.
关怀他的羊。
Later in 1 Timothy, Paul gives extra explanation of the function of an elder.
后来保罗再补充一些
In 1 Timothy, Paul lets us know that a second function of the elder is to lead, or it's translated, rule the church.
在提摩太那里，保罗说要牧养跟关怀。
1 Timothy 5:17 says, Let the elders who rule well be worthy of double honor.
提摩太前书说，那个牧养教会好的，应该得双倍的供奉。
And then in Titus 1, Paul gives us the fourth function of an elder.
在提多书讲的第四种，
and that is to protect the sheep.
要保护这些羊。
And that can mean physical protection.
可以说。 用来做肉身的保护,
but in Titus, Paul is speaking of spiritual protection.
但在提多那里，保罗是讲属灵的保护。
In Titus 1:9, he says this, and I'll just read that, Mr. Ma. I know that's not on your notes.
Okay.
He says the function of an elder.
一个长老的。 功用呢？功能呢？
Is one who is able to give instruction and sound doctrine.
是能给教导跟,
and also rebuke those who contradict it.
而且要责备那些跟神的话语有冲突的。
So an elder, overseer, pastor are shepherd leaders of the church.
所以监督 牧者长老是领导教会的。
Their functions are to lead.
他们的功用是要领导。
Feed.
牧养。
Care and protect.
保护。
To be a leader of the church, you must, number one, be appointed by the Holy Spirit.
你在教会要做领导，第一要是圣灵所
Number two, you must be equipped with the capacity to feed, lead, care, and protect.
第二，必须能牧养、引导、保护。
And thirdly, you are required to meet the New Testament qualifications.
第三，还要符合新约圣经的资格。
Again, this is not a create your own standard position.
这也没有说是一个特别指定的。
God has spent a good amount of ink laying out the qualifications for leadership in His church.
上帝在新约圣经里面讲得很清楚了。And
what He expects of those in spiritual leadership.
他对有做属灵的领导。Now
these qualifications are pretty simple, but yet very sobering.
这些好像是很简单，但是也叫我们要警惕的。And
we're not going to read through them all right now.
不会详细的讲了哈。
But I recommend that everyone take some time to look at these three passages.
但是我希望每一个人回去好好的看这三段圣经。
I did this a few weeks ago with our co-workers.
几个礼拜以前我跟教会的同工一起做。
And it takes no more than 5 minutes to read through these three passages.
不用5分钟就能看完这三段经文。
If you feel this morning that God is calling you into leadership at this church,
如果你今天觉得圣灵要挑选你做这个教会的领导的话,
then the first thing you need to do is read these three passages and see if you meet the qualifications.
请你先念了这三段圣经, 看你合不合符这些资格。
The passages that are listing the qualifications, there are three lists. The first is recorded in 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7.
有三段清单, 第一段是提摩太前书。
The second list is recorded in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9.
第二段在提多书。
And the third list is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
第三段在彼得前书。
These are God's qualifications to be a leader in God's church.
在神的教会里面做领导的资格。
And each of us need to ask ourselves,
我们每个人都要自问,
am I the person for this job?
我合乎这个条件吗?
Do I qualify?
我有没有资格呢?
We understand this on a secular level.
我们知道在世俗的水平呢?
Some jobs have prerequisites.
有些职位先要有,
jobs require certain people be endowed with certain skills.
有些人必须要某一些技能,
and jobs require that you meet certain qualifications.
有某一些资格,
but to be a leader again in the church of God,
我们在教会里面做领导的话呢,
you must, one, be Holy Spirit appointed.
首先是圣灵指定的。
You must be able to fulfill the biblical functions of the role.
必须能做圣经叫你做的事。
And thirdly, you must meet the biblical qualifications.
第三，要符合圣经定的资格。
Now, the second office that the Bible describes in the church,
圣经里面讲第二个，
is the deacons.
就是执事。
Is the deacons. Now clearly there's not as much said about the deacons in the scripture as the elders.
圣经里面对执事讲的没有讲长老那么多。
But we definitely see both offices in the church.
但是肯定在教会里面有这两种。
We won't turn there, but this is how the Apostle Paul begins his letter to the Philippians.
这是保罗对腓立比的教会这样说的。
He writes at the very first verse, he says, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who were at Philippi with the overseers and deacons.
他说对腓立比的教会那些长老跟执事们。
Now that word deacon comes from the Greek word diakonos.
这是从希腊字转过来的,
which just simply means servant.
意思是仆人。
Why is it important for churches to have deacons?
为什么教会一定需要执事呢?
Well, Acts chapter 6 tells us exactly why.
在使徒行传第六章, 很清楚讲出为什么需要执事了。
It's so that the elders, the overseers, and the pastors can devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
很清楚教会的长老需要专心的去传道跟读神的话。
God has established deacons in his church to support the elders.
上帝在教会里面是指定了一些执事来帮助长老的。They
are to meet the practical needs of the church.
那些是很实际教会要做的事。Serving
food. Serving food.
要分食物。
Keeping the finances.
要管账,
helping the sick.
探望那些有病的,
serving the elderly.
不是那些年老的,
demonstrating the heart of God to the people of God.
对人表达出神怎么要看我们。
They are always promoting and preserving the unity of the church.
他们要鼓励大家, 教会要合一,
and being overall agents of mercy.
要做神的关怀的,
we see a description of this work in Acts chapter 6.
我们在使徒行传第六章看见他们做什么了。
But we also see a broader scope of this function of a deacon.
我们看见更广的一个做什么的,
where the Greek word diakono is used throughout Scripture.
这个希腊文这个字在圣经里面到处都有用的。
So in order to be a deacon in the church, God also requires that people be able to fulfill the function of a deacon.
所以要做执事呢, 必须要发挥圣经所形容的执事的功能。
There are many different roles of a deacon.
这里面有好多的功能要做的。
We see one is serving tables.
第一是要管饭食。
Two, we see general service being done by the deacons throughout the New Testament.
而且一般的服事圣经里面到处有的。
We see spiritual service being done by the deacons.
也看见属灵的服事,
as they use their spiritual gift.
他们如何运用他们属灵的恩赐,
in the local church.
在地方教会。
So to be a deacon in the church, you must be equipped with the capacity to serve in these various ways.
所以在教会要做执事的话, 要做这些的功能的。
But secondly, to be a deacon in the church, you also must meet the New Testament qualifications.
如果你要做教会的执事, 也要符合圣经定的资格。
Again, this is not, the deacon is not a create your own personal job description and standard.
那做执事也不是自己定的要什么资格的。
Like the elders, the qualifications for the deacons are very simple and straightforward.
好像长老类似的, 做执事的资格也是很清楚, 很简单。
In terms of moral character, the standard for the elder and the deacon are the same.
如果讲到道德的层面呢, 长老跟执事是一样的。
The difference which you will see when you read through the qualifications is,
如果我们仔细看这个资格的时候呢,
Deacons are not required to teach or to lead.
只是不需要教导，不需要领导。
Though they may be charged with administrative oversight over a particular area in the church,
他们可能是 指定要做什么地方他要负责的。
They will do so under the guidance of the elders.
他们是配合长老的。
We find the qualifications for the deacons, only one list.
我们看
And that is
recorded.
And that's recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13.
这是在提摩太前书三章。
So to be a deacon in the church, you must number one be able to fulfill the biblical function of a deacon.
第一要做教会圣经所讲的。
But number two, you must also meet the New Testament qualifications of a deacon.
既要做那些功能，也要有这个资格。
And thirdly, you must be to be a deacon of the church. You must be appointed by the elders.
也必须是为长老所设立的。
In Acts 6, Luke records, "Brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty."
在使徒行传第六章，彼得他们说：“所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就定他们管理这些事情。”
Again, this is not again. The deacon is not a self-appointed position.
再说一次，这个其实不是自己做、自己要做的。
It's not a volunteer position.
也不是义务做的。
It's a very important role in the church that God has designed in order for the church to run smoothly.
这是很重要的一个教会里面的工作，是上帝指定的。
Observation from this passage.
从这点我们看见。
The apostles suggested to the church at large to locate, identify certain men and women who they felt were qualified for this role.
所以说，这使徒们叫弟兄们、姐妹们要选出七个有这样的人。
And then they would be brought before the apostles, who were the elders of the time, so that they could appoint them to service.
把他们带到使徒，就是当时的领导，让他们来指派。
So like the elders,
跟长老类似的。
The deacons must be skilled to do the job.
必须能有这个能力做。
Meet the New Testament qualifications.
能符合新约圣经所定的要求。
And be appointed by the elders of the church.
而且是长老所设的。
And this leads us to our third point this morning, which is what is the relationship?The mutual relationship between the leaders and the body of Christ.
这是我们第三点了，在教会里面，这个领导跟所有的会员要有什么互相的委身呢？
Like a family, like a body, like a marriage.
好像一个身体，一个婚姻。
There's a mutual commitment that must exist for it to function properly.
必须要彼此的委身才能运作得好。
And the same is true in the church.
教会里面也是一样的。
There must be a proper relationship between the leaders and the rest of the church.
教会的领导跟其他的会员必须要好好的。
So let's start with the elders' commitment to the church, and then we'll look at the church's commitment to the leaders.
我们先看长老对会员的委身，然后反过来看会员跟长老的委身。
So number one, the elders are called to shepherd. This is their commitment to the flock.
第一， 长老是要被呼召来牧养教会的。
Peter writes of this in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3. He says, So I exhort the elders among you, Peter speaking, as a fellow elder, and the witness of the sufferings of Christ, to shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
彼得前书第五章说，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来要显现的荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是瞎子所托付你们的，乃是要做群羊的榜样。
So we see here that elders are called to commit to shepherding the flock of God.
我们看见长老是被呼召来带领群羊的。
They are to be committed to feeding, caring, leading, and protecting the flock.
他们要牧养、保护、领导群羊。
They are not to be lazy, as it says.
他们不能懒惰的。
You should not have to urge them and prod them to do their work.
不需要来叫他们，哎呀，你快点做点事吧。
They should be eager and zealous and passionate for the work.
他们需要是主动的，有自动的，愿意做这些事。
They should not be doing this for money.
不是因为贪钱、贪财才做的。
They should not be doing this in a domineering fashion.
不是要管人的这个态度。
But instead, they are to constantly be putting the truth in front of the people.
经常要把真理教发出来教导众人。
They are not to lead with a strong arm.
不是用强逼的手段来教他们。
But constantly bring the word before the people.
而经常把神的话给大家。
They're to lead by example.
他们要做好的榜样。
Jesus never instructed his people to do what he didn't first do himself.
耶稣从来没有教跟随他的人做一些耶稣自己不做的事。
You never saw Jesus sitting at a committee telling people what to do, but he never did it.
从来没有看见耶稣在开会的时候叫人家做这个做那个，而他自己没做的。
The Apostle Paul is another wonderful example of that.
使徒保罗也是个很好的榜样。
Paul was always out front doing the ministry.
保罗经常是走在前头。
And challenging people to do what he was already doing.
然后鼓励那些跟着他已经做的。
So the elder's commitment is to shepherd the flock of God.
所以长老是要牧养神的羊。
The second commitment that the elders have to the church is to watch over their souls.
第二，长老要为信徒提醒。
We see this in Hebrews 13:17.
我们看见在希伯来书十三章十七节
is obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不知忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
The elders here are called by God to watch over the souls of the flock.
保罗说这些领导的是要为他们的灵魂警醒。
And this implies a relationship of knowing the flock.
这是表示这个领导是知道认识 他的羊的。
It is very hard to watch over people that you don't know very well.
很难教导这些你不认识的人。
As some of you know, I've tried, and I'm continuing to try to get to know you more and more.
我一直你们大概你们也会知道，我一直希望多认识你们。
Sometimes I've even been known to invite myself to your house.
有甚至于我请他们，你我到你家可以吗？
And that's for this purpose.
就是为了这个。
To watch over your soul.
来为你们的灵魂警醒。
In the Old Testament, the prophets were called watchmen.
在旧约圣经，先知又叫
prophets, pastors, elders are called to keep watch over the flock. How?
长老执事监督。怎么来警醒呢？
How do they watch over your soul?
那怎么样来看你们的灵魂呢？
By simply speaking the truth to the people.
很简单的，就把真理告诉他们。
Warning them.
警告他们。
Admonishing them.
教导他们。
Correcting them.
修改修正他们
training the people
训练他们
teaching the people
教导他们
and warning the people when they're heading in the wrong direction
当他们走错路的时候还要警告他们
and they're not following the chief shepherd
如果他们不跟那个大牧人的时候
instead they're caught in a path of obeying their own ideas
如果跟自己的意思做的话
Now in the same passage
在同一段经文
We see that the saints are also called by God to do something
看见圣徒也让神呼召他们做一件事
And it says that they're called to obey their leaders and submit to them
要叫他们要顺服那些领导你们的
These words of obey and submit communicate the idea of actively placing yourself under the authority of the leaders.
这个讲法是说他们要很主动的要跟他们这些领导要顺服的。
Now, submitting to authority can be very challenging for some people.
对某些人来说要顺服领导不容易啊。
It can be challenging for children with their parents.
儿女们要顺服父母也不容易。
It can be challenging for wives with their husbands.
妻子要顺服丈夫也是一样。
And sometimes your elders in the church.
有时候要顺服长老不容易。
But I must remind you of something that is very important.
必须提醒你们
that when you submit to your parents, or you submit to your husband,
当你顺服父母、顺服丈夫
or you submit to the elders of the church,
或者顺服教会的长老的时候
you're ultimately submitting to God.
至终是顺服上帝
Because children, God has put your parents over you.
因为上帝把父母放在子女的头上
And wives, God has put your husband over you.
对妻子来说上帝把丈夫放在你的头上
And church, God has put elders over you.
在教会里面神是把长老放在你的上面
You cannot submit to God and not submit to your husband.
你不能顺服神，如果你不顺服丈夫的话。
You cannot submit to God and not submit to your parents.
你不能顺服上帝，如果你不顺服父母。
You cannot not submit to the church and be submitted to God.
你不能顺服上帝，但是不顺服教会。
Elders' commitment to the church is to shepherd.The church and to watch over the church.
教会是要 看顾羊群。
And God calls the church or the saints to do two things as well.
上帝叫圣徒也要做两件事。
He calls the saints, number one, to imitate their leaders.
第一要效法他们的领导。
Hebrews, the writer says, remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God, who spoke to you the word of God, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
希伯来书十三章第七节说，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结果。
You remember Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ.
保罗也说过，你们要效法我，好像我效法基督。
What is the implication here?
这里是意义是什么呢？
That just as the leaders need to know the flock,
就好像
the flock needs to know their leaders.
讲领导的要认识他们的羊，羊也要领。
It's very hard to imitate someone that you don't see.
那很难效法那些你看不见的。
That you don't know very well.
你不认识的。
And that you don't spend very much time with.
也没跟他们没有往来的。
Secondly, the saints are commanded to be committed to appreciating their leaders.
贵重也要尊重感激他们的领导。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:12 through 13, Paul says this, We ask you, brothers, speaking of the church, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work.
弟兄们，我们劝你们要尊重你们中间劳苦的人。就是在主里面治理你们劝诫你们的又因他们所做的工用爱心格外的尊敬他们也看他们要彼此和睦
The same thing is true here It's very hard to do this without knowing your leaders and spending time with them
我们中间也是类似的如果你不认识你的领导的话很难做这些
But I believe this verse here also includes not just the elders, but the deacons.
我相信这里也不光是讲长老，也是指执事。
So it's not just the elders and the pastors, but it's also the deacons that you need to appreciate and respect.
不光是要尊重长老，也要就尊重执事的。
And thirdly,
第三。
How do we all together mutually commit to each other?
我们怎么样能互相的感激呢?
What does God expect of us all in terms of commitment to each other?
我们怎么样互相能尊重呢?
He expects us to live out the one another's.
他鼓励我们要互相尊重。
There are approximately 60 one another's that elders are committed to do for the flock, and the flock is committed to do for the elders.
最少圣经没有六十处说领导要尊重羊群，羊群也要尊重领导的。
That's 60 commands.
有六十个吩咐。
That God has given us to demonstrate our commitment to each other.
上帝叫我们彼此的尊重的。
Let me give you just quickly six.
我简单的提六点好了。
In the body of Christ,
基督的身体,
we are commanded to forgive one another.
我们要彼此的饶恕。
Ephesians 4:32 says, Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you.
以弗所书这样说，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕， 正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Number two, we are to bear one another's burdens.
第二，我们要担当个人的重担。
Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2.
加拉太书这样说，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法。
Three, we are to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
第三，要激发彼此相爱行善。
The writer of Hebrews says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds.
希伯来书要说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Number four, we are to confess our sin to one another and pray for one another.
第四，我们要彼此的认罪，互相代求。
James says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
雅各书这样说，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得到医治。
Five, we are to live in harmony with one another.
第五，要彼此同心。
Paul says in Romans 12, live in harmony with one another.
保罗在罗马书说，要彼此同心。
In order for us to be a healthy biblical church, we must be committed to one another. Listen, when you became a Christian, your identity changed. You're no longer a me. You're a we. When you become a Christian, you become a part of a family. When you become a Christian, you become a bride with a husband. When you become a Christian, you become a servant with a master. And each of these relationships requires commitment to each other.
每上面讲的每一个都需要我们委身的。
Mutual commitment.
是彼此的委身。
Because of our time,
因为时间的缘故，
I'm going to save that last point for next time.
最后一点，我下一次再讲吧。
So if you'll bring back the yellow sheet next week, and we'll look at the privileges of being a part of the body of Christ.
你请你把那个纸头带回，讲义的纸头带回去。我们下一次会讲作为基督身体的一部分的权利。